This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it is a Thursday, and that means Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, will join us in about 20 minutes at 6:45, and then at 7:20, we will get to, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And our lead's coming up in a moment. Just want to mention, after an awful tragedy, that we are raising money for a family from the Cape when it comes to the Greg Hill Foundation. And we launched this fundraiser yesterday after hearing what happened. And you extraordinarily generous people have already donated over $71,000 to this family in less or a little over 12 hours, I guess. They are the Hubbard family, and they were on vacation last week staying at a rental home in Clinton, New York. And unfortunately, a fire broke out in the rental home. And Shannon, the wife and mother, and their one-year-old daughter, Maggie, lost their lives in that fire. The husband, the father, John Hubbard, is a Dennis police officer on the Cape. He and their three-year-old son, Jack, survived that fire. But as I'm sure you can imagine, there is a massively long road ahead for the two of them and the rest of their family. So yesterday we launched a fundraiser, and if you feel like you could give, it will go a long way toward helping that family. You can do that when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And when we launched yesterday, we announced that we were going to match your donations up to $10,000. We will probably be able to go back and match more because you have been so generous so far. So if you can, those of you who already gave, thank you so much. You do it all the time. I ask a lot of you, and you step up each and every single time and give, and there's no possible way that I can thank you enough for that. But if you already gave, thank you. And if you have yet to give, please do so when you can later on today, and it will make a huge difference for that family from the Cape. So, all right. Let us, if we can, get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Seems like, Curtis, the ice age is coming this morning. You said there was actual frost that occurred last night. Am I right about that?
There sure was. It's right now at my favorite place, Restoucha Arena in Bedford. It's 28 degrees.
That's actually Wilmington is where that is. But I appreciate the effort as a huge puckhead that you brought up Restoucha.
I used to go there and just watch morning skates as a young boy.
You and Dale. All right, let's begin. Hello, Shime. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, Greg. So yesterday I did my first weekly dive into the Drake May All 22s, and I got to say, I was pretty excited. But there are a couple things I want Drake to work on.
Especially were you pantsless heading into or were you wearing pants?
Nope, pants were on the whole time. Don't worry, I was all about business on this one, Greg, not pleasure.
It is. I think Courtney can tell me whether I'm right or not, but it is Grace sweatpants season.
It sure is. Yeah.
Okay. That's true. Right.
Pitch that tent.
Okay.
Well, then. Anyways, so as I was watching the film, I realized one thing in particular that I think Drake is going to learn over time, but that I wish you would kind of utilize a little bit more now, and that's a little bit more patience in the pocket. There was a couple situations, one in particular, right, where it was his first, I think, run of the game, where he had a relatively clean pocket, and if he just waited another beat and stepped up into that pocket, Hunter Henry was about to break open into the center of the center of the field, and he was wide open for like a 20-yard gain. It happened again, too. This play was a little bit of a broken play. It looked like a screen, but if he just kind of is a little bit more patient and picks his eyes up, he's going to see Kayshon Boutte streaking across the middle of the field, wide bleeping open.
Okay.
And so there was a couple opportunities there where I felt like Drake could be a little bit more patient, especially with his eyes. Don't quite lock in on one read. Give himself some time. He has the time. The offensive line wasn't terrible. He had time. I want him to be a little bit more patient this week, and I want to see him really attack down the field this week against the Jaguars, whose defense, by the way, stinks. So that's what I hope from Drake May this week.
Is when it comes to Doug Peterson, is his job in jeopardy? I mean, do they
absolutely
have to, do they have to win this week, or is it a you get fired on the way back from London kind of thing if they lose?
No, I think he is. I don't know if Shad Khan, who's the owner of Jacksonville, fires him during the season, but I think if they can't turn it around, he's going to be done after the season. And I know I forget who I was who keeps. Who keeps riding this train? Maybe it's Jones and Keith in the afternoon. I don't remember. I hear so many different people. But Bill landing in Jacksonville could be a realistic thing because that guy spends money down there.
Yeah.
They got a young quarterback. You know, they got decent talent.
I would assume that Mac 10 would be gone if Bill Lynn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
And that's got to keep Mac up at night. But I also don't think that they would fire midseason because they just did that two seasons ago, firing Urban Meyer midseason. So I think it's a bad look if you're if you're Jacksonville to just go through coaches
quickly. If you get stomped by the Patriots this week, I think Doug Peterson's flying commercial back to the U.S.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You could be.
100%.
But Courtney's right. Do you want to be an owner who fires head coaches midseason twice?
Yeah, but Doug Peterson, this is his third season with the team. Like, it's not like it's not like an Urban Meyer situation where he's only lasted 15 games.
Right,
it's now his third season, and I think there's less leash there.
And that division stinks, too. So,
thank you. Great.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Quick nugget. Yesterday, I got a little whisper about the Patriots' TV ratings, finally. Low to mid-20s. They are very concerned. So if you're wondering about the plan or when that was originated or what it was when it came to playing Drake May, look no further than the people turning off the TV.
Mm.
I believe that is why you saw him last week.
Huh, okay.
People are checking out. They had to keep people's attention.
Has nothing to do with his development or lack thereof or who the opponent was going to be that he would face or getting him in and acclimated in a game that they didn't think they could win so that he's ready for a game like this one on Sunday that they thought they could win. It's all about the ratings.
Correct.
All about the interest in the team.
Which is why it seemed odd to many that he was given this start against a very good defense as opposed to the one the week before against the Dolphins or against the Jaguars.
All right. Curtis, thank you. You're Courtney, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We talked about the Christian Barmore tweet yesterday. He had tweeted at 1:22 a.m. Wednesday morning. I just experienced for the first time five Providence cops being very unprofessional, racism at its finest. That tweet has since been deleted, but not before the Providence Police Department released body cam footage of what actually went down. It was a traffic stop because his temporary license plate was being covered. They couldn't make out the status of the vehicle when they pulled him over. They then were able to figure out that his registration had expired October 5th.
And his license as well, right?
Yeah. And the way in which he stopped made them think that it was too slow of a stop and he was hiding something. Mm. They did find marijuana in the car. We can hear a little bit from the body cam footage. Okay.
I'm a football player, bro, so I ain't here for none of that, bro. I'm going to the crib, so why y'all just pull me up for no reason? Ain't nobody speaking none of that. If I really want, I ran y'all. So let's stop it, bro.
I pull y'all for no reason,
like, literally, you pull me over, I'm driving 10 miles per hour, cuz. Okay, I ain't even driving fast.
I can't even see what state the plate's from, dog, right?
I just told you, I'm not even from out here. I'm from Florida. I'm not even from out here, dog. This is literally, I'm from Florida. I play out here. I play football out here for the Patriots.
Like, it's cool, Patriots?
Though. Yeah.
All right. So you're going to be disrespectful, right?
Man, look.
Because I was nothing but respectful when I came, right?
I
you want to throw papers at me, right?
Nobody throw papers at you, sir.
You want to throw papers at me, man?
Nobody throw papers at you, bro. I'm just saying, you pull me over no reason,
right,
sir.
Second. All right, you going to let me talk, bro?
Go ahead. Dude.
Second, right? I activated my lights, back there? And it took you a while to stop all the way over here?
Bro, because I'm literally trying to pull him to a spot, my boy.
Look how much room you have back there.
Come on, cuz. Come on, big grown man, bro. Come on, cuz. I pulled over for you, dog.
I'm saying, I acted in my lights back there, right?
So the Providence Police Department released a statement after saying that the officers handled the situation exactly how they were supposed to.
Yeah, it was cool. Dude was real calm, the police officer.
Yes. Yeah. The issue I have here is you're Christian Barmore. You were dealing with blood clots. You haven't seen any playing time. You've been recovering. So now you get pulled over instead of just having this conversation. And I understand I am not a black man in America, so I have no idea what it feels like to be pulled over in the early morning hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's a very scary situation. The cops seem to have handled it really professionally when they came over to him. But then to go on social media and make that tweet, if he hadn't done that, then the body cam footage wouldn't have been released.
Correct.
It wouldn't have escalated this so much. And
they handled it. I think they handled it as they should have.
Correct.
Yeah, they were way better than the cops down in Florida with Tyreek Hill.
Right.
It's not even a similar situation.
Not even at all.
Your car is not registered. You don't have a driver's license. It's 1:30 a.m. I mean, I guess probably Tuesday night, and I haven't been in a while, but probably I'm guessing Tuesday night in Providence, 1:30 a.m. You can't miss it. I mean, probably a lot going on down there. Oh, I would say, Curtis.
I mean, haven't lived until you go to Federal Hill on a Tuesday.
Yeah, Providence is jumping. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's jumping. It's the as you would call them. It's the Shake Shacks down there.
No, they just got a better vibe down there.
Legs and
eggs. That's why somebody's in Providence.
Just a better
Tuesday
vibe,
night.
Greg.
It's the Shake Shacks.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the cops were, or at least the one cop we heard was wasn't raising his voice. My mother used to say this to me all the time, and I tell my kids the same thing. You catch more bees with honey,
yes.
Right? So, like, if you're in, and his mother even, I think it was his mother that was on the phone when he was talking to her throughout the video. You'll hear her.
That's 40-minute-long video.
Yeah,
it's long.
She was on the phone, and she was just telling him, like, Christian, calm down. Like, all right, I get it. Maybe you feel like they pulled you over for no reason, but you know, if you're hiding some weed under your seat and you're better off just being cool in that situation and trying to do your best to maybe de-escalate the situation. And who knows? Maybe they look the other way. Maybe they give you a pass.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I mean, I saw it when I looked at the video. I was like, man, just. Sometimes you catch more bees with honey, man.
Yeah. And just quickly to round it out, Gerard Mayo was asked about it, said that the captains handled it within the locker room other players. So
I don't want to pile on, but the off-field stuff, back-to-back weeks.
Bad.
Is it okay to question the way discipline and leadership happens in the organization.
Which I mean, Jack Jones last year.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay. I mean, do we want to talk about other?
You can't do that?
No, because there's been other situations. There's been situations.
Brandon Spikes.
Yeah, there's been situations on the bill. Okay. To me, the big
kind of a big one.
To me, Greg, the bigger issue with maybe just some of the coaching styles is more about what the players say to the media about complaining about role like
100%.
That is a lot more under Gerard than it was under Bill.
Yeah. And if I were Gerard Mayo, I would come out today because you so quickly said yet we need to wait for the facts with Jabril Peppers. We have the facts. We have the full video.
Yeah.
And it's, from my perspective, okay to say that what Christian Barmore did in using something that is the worst thing you can be as an officer, that he should apologize. The organization should apologize.
They should.
To the Providence Police Department.
Which I think they will, and I think Barmore will probably come out
and say. You think he will?
Yeah, I think he'll come out.
Greg's right, though, because under Bill, I don't think that Christian Barmore is tweeting about racism and the cops at 1:22 a.m.
I don't think so, but that's, you know.
Like, I think that's a bit of a difference between where we are now.
Did you see
and where
Jack Jones on Twitter last year?
But there has been so much more of that, Curtis, than we've ever seen when it comes to the Patriots.
Well, I would think it's more of the on-field complaining. That's what I've gotten a lot from. Whether
it's just in general, guys feel more entitled than they used to to speak up and say things that they might not have said.
Well, it's like Keyshawn Booty, Jalen Polk.
Like it's like Polk yesterday.
Yeah,
like Gerard Mayo criticizes you. And then you immediately have a 50-word response about how he's not right.
Yeah, that I would say has changed.
All right, anyway, I thought we might be able to squeeze all leads in.
Sorry.
We are not. No! Great lead, Courtney. Okay, great lead. Discussion starter.
Thank you. Good job, Courtney.
Well done.
But we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead after we talk to the great Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, from Blacksburg, Virginia, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.